For our caregivers. We all take care of each other in our lives at one time or another. Taking care of our children, parents, grandparents, friends, etc. Some of us are caregivers by profession. We work as doctors, nurses, social workers, and home care aides. We take care of people for a living. There is no greater gift that we can offer another human being than our loving care. But it's also very difficult sometimes. It can be exhausting. It can feel lonely. And on some days, we feel like we don't have much to give at all. This piece by Rachel Naomi Remen, doctor and author, always helps to remind me of what caregiving is really all about. Whether we're taking care of our loved ones or our clients, we must take care of ourselves along the way. We must care for ourselves as we take care of others. It's called Helping, Fixing, Serving. Here goes. Service is not the same as helping. Helping is based on inequality. It's not a relationship between equals. When you help, you use your own strength to help someone else with less strength. It's a one-up, one-down relationship, and people feel this inequality. So when we help, we become aware of our own strength. But when we serve, we don't serve with our strength. We serve with ourselves. And we draw from all of our experiences. Our limitations serve. Our wounds serve. Even our darkness can serve. My pain is the source of my compassion. My woundedness is the key to my empathy. Serving is also different to fixing. We fix broken pipes. We don't fix people. When I set about fixing another person, it's because I see them as broken. Fixing is a form of judgment that separates us from one another. It creates distance. So fundamentally, helping, fixing, and serving are ways of seeing life. When we help, we see life as weak. When we fix, we see life as broken. But when we serve, we see life as whole. Serving makes us aware of our wholeness and its power. The wholeness in us serves the wholeness in others and the wholeness in life. The wholeness in you is the same as the wholeness in me. Service is a relationship between equals. Our service strengthens us as well as others. Fixing and helping are draining, and over time we may burn out. But service is renewing. When we serve, our work itself will renew us. In helping and fixing, we may find a sense of satisfaction. In serving, we find a sense of gratitude. Rachel Naomi Remen. So, if we can begin to reframe our thinking around caregiving as serving rather than helping or fixing, it opens us up a bit, and we can take a breath. It reminds us that we're human beings taking care of one another. We are all whole no matter what is going on in our lives. We can make space within ourselves to allow for our feelings. We can begin to soften any rigidity that we hold in our minds, hearts, and bodies around our ideas about caregiving, whether it's perfectionism, people-pleasing, not doing enough, or doing it all. We don't always have to get things just right. We can lead with our genuine selves, our whole selves. This 10-minute meditation can be practiced anytime. You can do your own abbreviated version in a moment or two when you need to take a break. Or you can do this slightly longer version to help you reset, take a pause in your day, and remind yourself to take care of yourself, your whole self, mind, body, and heart. Start by getting comfortable. You can sit back in a chair and gently close your eyes. You can lay on the sofa or your bed. Make sure you feel warm and comfortable right where you are. Nice and easy, bring your attention to the top of your head, the muscles and the skin of the scalp, the muscles and skin of your face, around your brow, temples, ears, and notice any feelings or sensations. Just breathing and feeling. Then let your awareness travel down into your jaw, your throat, sides of the neck, back of the neck, and then into your shoulders. How are my shoulders feeling right now? We're not looking to do anything but bring awareness to the body. Allow it to soften and just be. After all, we're human beings, not human doings. So just take a breath or two to feel what's happening here and now. Bring your awareness to your upper arms, your elbows, then lower arms and wrists, and then bring your attention to your hands and your fingers. Notice any sensations in the skin of the palms or the tips of the fingers, breathing and feeling. Then bring your attention back to the top of your torso, down the chest, past the ribs, into the belly. Notice any feelings or sensations in your hips and low back. Bring your attention to your upper legs, your knees, your lower legs. Notice any sensations in your ankles, feet, toes, soles of the feet. Nice and easy, being, feeling, and breathing. Take a moment to notice your physical body, how it feels. Do you feel any tightness or resistance? See if you can loosen your grip just a little bit by allowing the body to soften. When we get really quiet with ourselves, we can sometimes feel the sensation of our clothing resting gently on our skin. And then notice the feel of the uncovered skin. Does it feel warm or cool? We're just observing and feeling ourselves where we are, right here and now. Then move your attention to what emotions you may be feeling, whatever it is. Whatever you're feeling, notice it. Notice if you can sense it in your body as sensation. And let it breathe. Let it soften. We know that when we're nervous, we might feel butterflies in the stomach. Or if we're sad, we might feel a heaviness in the chest. Whatever you're feeling, Allow yourself to soften into it rather than resist it, because what we resist persists. Let your feelings, your heart, and your body breathe. And now, come to your mind and notice what you're thinking. Meditation is not about shutting down or quieting the mind. Although that may happen, meditation is about changing our relationship with our thoughts. We have the power to observe our thinking mind. With practice, we realize through meditation that we are not our thoughts. Our thoughts and feelings are temporary, and they move through us. If we tighten up against them, they get stuck and can cause stress. So whatever you're thinking, allow it for a few breaths. And then rather than getting pulled into the story of your thoughts, gently bring your mind back to right now, breathing and feeling the sensations of the body. Meditation is simply paying attention to what's happening right now without judgment. Now, take a moment to feel your energy level. Are you tired or peaceful? Are you anxious or hyped up? Whatever you're feeling, again, try not to resist it. Allow yourself to feel it for a few breaths. It seems counterintuitive, but when we're feeling exhausted and run down, the best thing we can do to refresh ourselves is to take a few minutes, close our eyes, breathe, and allow ourselves to feel that energy of tiredness, of heaviness, or whatever we're feeling, and letting it breathe, feeling it in our bodies. Allowing it helps it begin to lift. Gently bring your attention now to your breath. Nice, easy breathing through the nose. See if you can sense the feeling of the air moving in and out of your nose. In and out of your nostrils. You'll notice cooler inhalations, and then the body heats up the breath, and you'll feel warmer exhalations coming out of the nostrils. Nice, easy, natural breath. You don't have to breathe deeply. As you sense your breath, say to yourself on your inhale, I know I'm breathing in. And on your exhale, I know I'm breathing out. Just for a few breaths, using your inside voice. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. Nice and easy. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. For the next few breaths, see if you can now begin to extend your exhalations. just a little bit at a time, without force, just a normal, natural inhale, and then consciously slowing down your out-breath. You can connect to the words if it helps. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. Continuing nice and easy for a few more breaths, feeling the warmth of your exhalations, feeling your body begin to soften a little bit, loosening your grip. Let's take a few more breaths on your own, right here, softening with each exhale, allowing yourself to feel and breathe and be. And then, slowly, keeping your mind and body soft, bring your attention to your feet. Notice any sensations in your feet and your toes, and then your knees. How do my knees feel? Can I sense my seat in the chair, my shoulders softening down and away from my ears? And then very gently, whenever you're ready, begin to open your eyes. Thank you for the privilege of your time, and take care. Allison Crowley, Bolster and Bridge Yoga Therapy.